portion of the gospel lesson read to you just a moment ago from the 15th chapter of John. This is my commandment, that you love one another just as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, that one lays down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. No longer do I call you slaves, for the slave does not know what his master is doing. But I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard from my Father, I have made known to you. We certainly may indeed puff up with all kinds of pride when we hear these words of Jesus from the 15th chapter of John. The words are, after all, about us. And in these words, we find that we have been promoted. It's always nice to get promoted, isn't it? More responsibility, maybe, at work, more money, hopefully. We've gotten a promotion from the Lord Jesus Christ himself in our text. In the wink of an eye, we have gone from servants to friends. That's what he calls us here in our text. You are my friends, he says. What wonderful news. Jesus is my friend. I'm Jesus' friend. We might indeed be tempted to rewrite the words of that one very, very popular hymn, "What a Friend We Have in Jesus," to something like, "What a friend I am to Jesus." That's our promotion. I'm his friend. I am no longer a servant. We're used to being a servant, of course, and we're used to hearing about being a servant of Jesus Christ. And we know what that word implies, certainly, what the connotations and baggage that it carries with it. To be a servant is to serve him, to do his bidding, to do as he pleases. Kind of like serving a boss, doing what the boss wants, whether I feel like doing it or not. That's what a servant does. And I'm good with servanthood, certainly. I've never really thought about it before that much. I'm good with servanthood because there's one thing about a servant, you see. Once his work is done out in the field and he comes in the house for the evening, he's done. He's all done. Day is over. No work comes home. For the servant, it's done. It's over with until the next job begins. Yep, I'm kind of used to that. But I've been promoted. I am now a friend of Jesus Christ. What a wonderful thought. But wait a minute. Wait just a minute. Because the words of James here also come to mind, where that word friend is once again used. James writes these words, "And the scripture was fulfilled which says, and Abraham believed God, and it was reckoned to him as righteousness, and he was called the friend of God." I'm in the same company as Abraham. As who? As Abraham. Abraham was the friend of God. We're told that twice in the Old Testament. One passage even says he was friend forever with God. And I look to Abraham, and I start to get an inkling of what being a friend of God might mean. Abraham had no real home, his whole life. He wandered around, no real place to call home. Oh, he received all kinds of promises from God, but you know what? He didn't see the fulfillment of them. He had a son whom he called Isaac. And God came to him one day and said, I want you to sacrifice your only son to me. Give him back. Can you imagine the torture that Abraham felt at that moment? Martin Luther has said that that whole story about the sacrifice of Isaac is so appalling that it should not be preached on. And Abraham was God's friend? Wait a minute. Maybe it's a little much being a friend to Jesus Christ. Maybe it's quite a burden to be a friend to Jesus Christ. I got to do some more thinking. And as I do some more thinking, I listen once again to the words that Jesus himself speaks to his friends. Words that I read to you a moment ago from our text. This is my commandment, that you love one another just as I have loved you. You are my friends if you do that. And what does that mean? Well, I look at the life of Jesus just as I looked at the life of Abraham. And I look at the life of Jesus to see just how he loved me and how he's asking me now to love others. And I find that his was a life of extreme sacrifice. He gave up his throne in heaven to come to this earth. He gave up equality with God, Paul tells us, to come and suffer and die for the sins of this world. He came as an individual who he himself said had nowhere to lay his head. He had no place to call home, just like Abraham, the friend of God. Jesus' life was a life of great concern. Concern for fallen man's state, for the predicament that mankind had gotten himself into. And there were many sleepless nights as a result for Jesus that he went out and spent in prayer. Love one another as I have loved you, he says. Jesus Christ was willing to give all. He says it himself in our text. To lay down his life for his friends. That's what he was willing to do, and that's what he did. Does all of this mean that this is what Jesus is calling me to as his friend? Love one another as I have loved you. Not in a different way. As I have loved you. That means that as his friend, he expects me to sacrifice, to give up everything that I have to be willing to anyway, for the betterment of somebody else. That means that as his friend, he's calling me to be concerned. Concerned about the less fortunate, the widowed, the orphaned, the hungry, the naked, the lonely. I don't know about this friendship thing. Because, you know, all too often those things make me just a little too uncomfortable. And sometimes I'd rather slip right back into servanthood and say, when the day is done, it's done. I don't have to worry about what the master is worrying about. But you see, Jesus says in our text, that's exactly what he does. He lets us in, his friends in, on what his Father is doing. And in Jesus' life, we see what the Father is doing. Sounds like it might be a burden to be the friend of Jesus. And suddenly I'm not so puffed up with pride because I've been promoted. As a matter of fact, if I'm honest, I don't want to be his friend. But Jesus calls us to friendship. Friendship with him. And that is indeed a blessed company to be in. But as we are called to be in that company, let it be our fervent prayer that he give us the ability to carry the burden that it is going to be. Amen.